Only one of the seven wonders that remains is the Great Pyramid of Giza, and that's located in Egypt. Just one of the priceless archaeological relics of the ancient country. Egyptian engineers recently moved another example, a statue about 1,300 feet from a storage area to a museum in the Egyptian capital of Cairo. Doing that cost more than $750,000. Why? Because the statue weighs 80 tons, half the estimated weight of a blue whale, and it's more than 3,000 years old. It's hoped to help bring tourists back to Egypt, a nation that has struggled with numerous terrorist attacks in recent years.
An 83-ton statue of Ramses II, considered one of ancient Egypt's greatest rulers, has been moved to a new home. Escorted by a marching band, a mounted military guard, and much fanfare, the 3,200-year-old granite statue was transported 400 meters in a specially built cage to the Grand Egyptian Museum. Ramses II, also known as Ramses the Great, ruled ancient Egypt from 1279 to 1213 BC. He is known for conquering large areas of Nubia in what is now Sudan and Syria, and for building on a colossal scale. This is the fourth and thought to be final move the statue has made in its long history. It was moved once in the 13th century BC and not again till 1954, when Egypt's president ordered that it be brought to Cairo. It stood outside Cairo's main train station until 2006, when the government moved it to a temporary location in Giza, fearing that auto emissions were damaging the granite. Its new home is Egypt's massive Grand Egyptian Museum, a 650,000-square-foot facility that is still under construction. The museum is intended to reignite the country's tourism sector, damaged by years of violent instability. Ramses now stands at the entrance to the museum, waiting to welcome tourists through its doors.